This is Cameron King
and Gillian Lambie.
Hello, Audio Boo. Well, this is a little update as to what we've been up to for the past few weeks. We've been travelling all over Scotland, gathering content for a special radio programme, which we just submitted today. So do you just want to tell us a bit about that, Gillian?
Well, the programme that we'll be making is for the International Radio Festival in Zurich, which will be happening in September. Being from Scotland, we thought we'd represent Scotland, so we've been talking to community radio stations in Scotland, we've been talking to people at the Commonwealth Games, we've been getting some quality tracks, all by Scottish artists. We interviewed Katie Sutherland from Pearl and the Puppets.
Hi, Katie.
About what she's been up to. She played us some songs, and we're down at the Kelvin Grove Bandstand, which is quite interesting.
Yeah, the session we did was at the bandstand, which is absolutely fallen apart, and in many ways it's quite sad. So it was good to maybe, well, it was good for us to sort of bring a bit of music there for the first time in God knows how long.
A cheap studio as well.
Especially when the weather's nice. So yeah, we've been working on that. We submitted it today. Fingers crossed it gets accepted and played on Radio Zurich and as part of the festival. Actually, I'm not sure if it automatically gets played or gets shortlisted or whatever. But we were looking at the sort of the schedule for last year anyway, and BBC Radio 1 had submitted a show that went out. So that's a bit, A, that's brilliant, and B, that's worrying.
Yeah, it's a bit worrying. I'm sure we'll be fine.
Yeah.
It's a good show. I'm proud of it.
Yeah, so that's one project which is effectively signed, sealed and delivered. Boom.
What's next though, Carmen?
Yeah, so one of the projects me and Gillian are working towards in November the 4th, I think, yeah. So yesterday we had a Skype meeting with our colleague down in Leicester called John Costa of Citizen's Eye. Citizenseye.org is where you can find out all about them. They're a community news agency that operate from Leicester. And do loads of brilliant things around like new media and how you can rip off from your mobile phone and all that sort of stuff, which is fantastic. So yeah, essentially John's running this International Community Media Day on the 4th as part of Community Media Week. Again, you can find out all the details on his website. And we at King Lambie will be curating a few events here in Glasgow focusing on community media. So we've sort of had a bit of dialogue about what we are planning on doing, isn't that right?
A lot of mind mapping, a lot of ideas. But I don't know if we should tell people our ideas yet.
Really? I know what we can do then. Instead of giving you our ideas just now at this early stage, you know, because we've got a few months till the event. In the meantime, you can tweet us if you would like to be involved with what we plan on running. It's a day of events in Glasgow, so if you want to be a speaker or you want to be a participant in a panel, or maybe you've got an idea of something you want to be covered, maybe it's a community media issue that you've never really had discussed publicly, or at a, it's not going to be a conference, so it's going to be practitioners and like-minded people who are interested in, you know, contributing what they know, and it's all about sharing skill sets to make a success of community media as a whole, because, you know, we can all learn a little from each other. So how can they get in contact with us, Gillian?
They can get us on Twitter at king_Lambie, or they can get us our email address at kinglambie@gmail.com.
Yeah, and you can also find us as well at kinglambie.wordpress.com and soon to be kinglambie.co.uk. But the website will be up and running fairly soon. So that's it for now, I think. Before we go spoiling any other ideas that we've got in a mind map.
Just keep tuned and keep listening and watch out for what we're doing next.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
I guess I forgot how to operate Audio Boo as well.